Time for your letters, and several of you wrote in about yesterday's hour-long special report on the war in Afghanistan. We tried to examine the progress and the failures the U.S. has made so far and what to do next.
Robert Abbott of Gilbert, Arizona, was grateful for our efforts. He writes, I wanted to compliment you and your staff on its excellence, as well as to thank you for providing the country with a detailed analysis of what's at stake in Afghanistan. If we can educate ourselves on this issue, I think we're less likely to tear ourselves apart politically, and that's well worth the effort it takes to get our minds around the complexities.
But some of you thought we missed at least one detail in our coverage, where we presented four different U.S. policy options for Afghanistan. Michael Fogler of Lexington, Kentucky writes, there is a fifth idea. Militarism does not work. He continues, if we want to help make Afghanistan a better place, why not help them build schools, infrastructure, help them with democratic procedures, etc.? Why do we have to fight? How does fighting help? Your four ideas range from far right to the middle. Where are the left ideas? They're out there, but you act like they don't exist.
And from Afghanistan to the rainforests of Sumatra. On Wednesday, we heard from filmmaker Andrew Goldberg, who went in search of gibbons. Well, he never did actually spot the hard-to-find ape, but at one point, he thought he heard its call.
Success.
Unfortunately, says listener Diane Davidson of Portal, Arizona, that was not what he heard. Ms. Davidson continues, after conducting field research in Borneo for decades, I can tell you what Andrew Goldberg heard was an Argus pheasant, and definitely not a gibbon. His guides clearly misled him.
Well, we took this to our reporters at the science desk, and they played the story for Dr. David Edwards, an ornithologist at the University of Leeds in England and an expert on Southeast Asian birds. And he confirmed by email that it was an Argus pheasant.
Say it ain't so. However, all is not lost, he wrote, and he pointed to the section of the story where Goldberg was listening to the many bird species in the forest. He says, listen carefully to the rising whistles just after the woodpecker drumming.
That whistle is likely the sound of the white-handed gibbon, Edward says, and he sent us this recording of the call. We'll let you be the judge.
Not exactly the same. Could you hear the difference?
I'm totally stumped. I think if someone in the audience knows if Andrew Goldberg, in fact, recorded a white-handed gibbon, you should drop us a line right away, don't you think?
I think so. In fact, they should drop us a line anyway. We appreciate your letters. Please, please keep them coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org and click on Contact Us.